Thank you, Time Master.
All right, this is Pure Decking Show number 269, everyone's favorite numbers, for July something. What the fuck is today?
28.
You want me to give you a number?
No, I don't care. Whatever okay. Today's date is, 2017, 28th. I think. 28th. Okay, July 28th, 2017. You're in the future, you bastard. It's the 27th. Here we go. Forgot time zones are a thing. Anyways, this is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, laughing at the world, and drinking to cope. I'm Morps, and tonight we have with us RU486. RU, what are you drinking?
Water.
Water. Well,
it's the only way to fly, man. I get high on life now.
And Madman. What are you drinking?
Baker's 46 and Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Fancy. I'm finishing off the last of the monkey shoulder.
Is that roasted or grilled?
Brewed, actually.
Fermented monkey shoulder.
Gross.
Taiwanese recipe.
The scotch, but yes. So, the late, always fun dealing with the broadcast box. I've been working on a new one for a while, but I keep changing my mind on what hardware I want to use, and do I want to use high-end sound cards, or just take a soldering iron to some cheap ones, or... I don't know. I'll figure it out. But, so hopefully some of these problems go away, but it really comes down to not paying attention to Windows, and... Yeah, I'm thinking if I use some of these... extra better sound cards I have floating around, I might not get as much bullshit out of updates, because the El Cheapo USB ones all use Realtek drivers, and they're subject to the Microsoft drivers, so I'm just kind of playing with concepts, trying to figure out the best way to do this so that we actually get some decent quality out of the system, but at the same time it's not stupid to manage, like not requires building an entire studio like I used to do.
Actually, the days when we gave a fuck.
Dude, it used to take like 2 mixers and 3 computers to run this show. We've got it down to just the 1 extra. So
I don't know, man. I've got all this excess hardware sitting around. What are you going to do?
I'm going to build a fort and hide inside of it. Madman, what are you going to do?
I'm going to measure how many times a cat sneezes after black pepper on its nose.
Because for science.
All right, well, let's get into the lead story here. RU did send me this one from the BBC. Apparently at Facebook, or at Black Hat, Facebook has called for a more people-centric security industry. Oh, for fuck's sake. The security industry needs to worry about less about technology and more about people, said Facebook's security boss. Alex Stamos scolded the security industry in the opening keynote of the 2017 Black Hat Conference. He said there was too much focus on technologically complex stunt hacks and not enough on finding ways to help the mass of people stay safe. The problem would only worsen if the industry did not become more diverse and exhibit more empathy, he said. Bringing social justice into the actual industries, dear God help us. We have perfected the art of finding problems without real-world issues, he told attendees. We focus too much on complexity, not harm. He cites examples of technically brilliant presentations at the show, such as insulin pumps being hacked, that had little relation to real issues experienced by people who use technology rather than work with it or understand it well. Okay, I think if you hack the insulin pump of somebody who's relying on it, they're going to care. I don't think that has little relation to real issues. If I fuck up your insulin pump because I'm playing with my Wi-Fi signal because the manufacturer thought password was a secure password, guess what? You're going to care. You're going to care a lot, because that's how security works. It's you don't care about it until it affects you, and then suddenly you care a great bit, because it's usually you go into the boarhouse or you falling over dead in the case of your insulin pump. So, but
look where he's giving this talk. Black Hat.
Talk about misjudging your audience.
Oh, dude, I thought Black Hat was for, like, real competent tech guys.
Well, there's Black Hat and there's DEF CON, and they both happen back to back. Now, DEF CON is a more traditionalist hacker conference that was always done by, you know, people who were in it for the technology, who were in it for the real, you know, the actual hackers. Black Hat was a, if I remember right, and hope somebody correct me if I'm mixing these up, it's been a while. Black Hat also started out that way, but went a little bit more corporate. You know, they're trying to sell stuff, but they're trying to be a corporately acceptable DEF CON. So,
okay.
You know, less drunken people, you know, giving presentations, actual yeah. booth, you know, actual booth babes, stuff like that. You know, as opposed to skinny guys in diapers running around. DEF CON can get weird, man. Anyway,
I've heard stories.
He said the security industry concentrated too much on the small number of complex hacks aimed at large corporations that were monitored by the most sophisticated adversaries, or were mounted by the most sophisticated adversaries. By contrast, he said, most Facebook users who lost data were not being targeted by spies or nation states. We see the things we see that we come across every day that cause people to lose control of their information are not that advanced, he said. Adversaries will do the simplest thing they need to make an attack work. Oh, God, he doesn't. How is this guy the head of security?
He's somewhat right there, but can't fix don't give your password and username to people, and then me giving my password and username to people. You've already told me everything you've done has been done when you say don't do it. And if I keep doing it, not your problem anymore. Well, it is your problem because you work security and you have to fix it. But it's not something that the industry can fix. You can't fix stupid. Try to adapt to it.
I don't know that I would go quite that far, but let's finish out the article here. The lack of focus on those more mundane problems came about because often security experts had little interest or empathy for people, he said. This attitude was exemplified by the thought he often heard security pros express that it would be fewer breaches and less data loss if people were perfect, he added. Who the fuck said that? I think that's a made-up quote he quote-unquote overheard.
Oh, yeah, that's a CNN quote if I ever heard one.
Instead, Mr. Simo said it'd be better if the industry tried to work with those imperfections by giving people tools and services that were more straightforward to use. Well, if Facebook wouldn't reset your privacy settings every other month, you know, maybe. Might be willing to believe you there, buddy. There's two more paragraphs here, and we'll get to those in a second, but let's just start off with that. Focus on people. Okay. Hope not. The box was just rebooted.
Yeah, there it goes doesn't again. Need one.
There it goes again. It had some Realtek. I think it's some Realtek enhancement thing is trying to run. They want enhancements, yeah. Go turn all the. Oh, shit. I bet a bunch of these audio settings got reset. Bitch. Enhancements. So these got noise. No, that one's actually set up right. What about this one? That one doesn't even support enhancements. Okay. Yeah, some Realtek driver got updated, and I think that's the problem. So, okay, levels are still good. Yeah, those look good. Okay, well, fuck it. We'll just leave the gap in there. What was the last thing you heard, Psychros? What was? I was trying to make a salient point, and I don't know where I was now. We'll wait on him to respond in the IRC. Where was I, man?
We're just doing it. We're not listening to it.
That's true, actually. Oh, fuck. It's professional radio stations actually pay people to sit there and listen.
Yeah, I know. Right.
So,
but they anyways. Make lots of money.
Yeah. What's that guy's job? To yell if they can't hear you.
He holds up the cue card. I can't hear you.
So, okay, he's talking about focusing on people. And it would be wonderful. And you will get a percentage of people in your organization to take security seriously, to do something about it, to actually try to do better, to not click on shit, to pay attention to phishing emails. But the problem is not, can I get Bill over in accounting to do security right? Because given enough time, alcohol, and cattle prods, I can get Bill to do whatever the fuck we want. It's, can I get every asshole who works in my organization to do this, and can I do this in a reasonable manner? I could sit there next to Bill all day long and zap him when he's starting to do something wrong. I can't hire a security expert to sit there and look over everyone's shoulder and zap them when they're about to click the button. You know what I mean? So, you know, you get into this people-centric security. Well, first point, like I said, it really doesn't work. You have to focus on the technology solutions because technology actually does what you tell it to do. You know, with people, when you know, you'll get that phone call. So it's like, hey, security guy, I know you said not to click that link. Guess what I did, and it didn't work. So I went over to the domain controller and tried to run it there because I knew it. You know, it had more horsepower. It didn't work there either. So then I went over to the file server and tried to run it, and it still didn't work. So I can't get my document open. What am I supposed to do? You know, and that's when you figure out that, you know, your entire company is encrypted, and you're gonna have to go pay some, you know, whoever's running WannaCry a lot of money to get your shit back.
I mean, yeah, because I just go to the Pirate Bay and download some Bitcoin to pay.
Yeah,
them.
There you go.
That's how that works.
But more to the point, don't like your off-the-shelf antivirus programs and the Google blocking sites and Chrome and a lot of this stuff is kind of already handled. I mean, the whole password sharing thing. Well, most things support multi-factor, or you can get like a LastPass, so you don't even know what your passwords are to actually type them in. You know, a lot of these problems are already solved. It's not a question of researching new solutions to these problems. It's getting people to use the solutions that work. You know, NoScript and AdBlock are kind of a pain in the ass in your browser. I mean, disabling Flash and all JavaScript and keeping an eye on what you're doing.
Remembering to allow things whenever you go to a website to fill out an application that you've never done before. Like, this website's broken. Why the fuck? Oh, wait a minute, because I haven't told my computer that it's not going to give us AIDS.
Well, it may give us AIDS, but you're actually inquiring about getting AIDS.
Yeah, I mean, so you're at Black Hat, and this is mostly going to be security researchers who are trying to develop the next level of solutions. This whole, quit focusing on technology and focus on people. Well, fuck you.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I would understand giving this sort of talk at a women's convention, but... Yeah, once again, as you said, these guys are developers, researchers, and implementers of security programs and shit. They audits. You know, they do everything.
They do all kinds of stuff. Well,
they don't care about feelings. Most of them have chronic severe autism. Sorry, guys, at the convention, I didn't. But they're not feelings orientated people.
So
solutions orientated.
You know, I've been working on building a new team at work, and we've hired a bunch of people. And there are several people who we've hired who look like they're going to do good work, But they would have what I would describe as personality issues. So, you know.
I think we'd all be described as having personality issues. It's the hygiene issues I don't have problems with.
But no, I don't have any of those, but we have had them in the past. Let's go on here. The next section in this article. Reflect diversity. This lack of empathy also shows itself in many ways in the industry as This lack of empathy also showed itself in the way many in the industry reacted when real-world issues bumped up against security. Okay, I don't know if I misread that or the sentence is just poorly written, whatever. This was evident in the way Facebook subsidiary WhatsApp rolled out end-to-end encryption, he said. The security team at WhatsApp who developed the system had to make difficult choices about how they implemented it to make it easier to use. However, he added, this led to vigorous criticism when many cybersecurity experts who said the usability trade-offs fundamentally broke the system and limited its ability to protect messages. That was not the case, he said, but many commentators did not appreciate why WhatsApp pursued the course it did. So what he's saying, okay, now I understand who this guy is. He's the chief of security at Facebook. His role is not security. His role is to be the guy that Facebook can fire when they need to fire somebody at the top for a security breach. Because listen to what he's saying
here.
We made the trade-offs. You know, that's not the case. But, when your experts are looking at it saying, guys, you implemented encryption wrong. This doesn't actually protect anything this way. And they're like, no, we had to do it that way for usability. That was hard, so we did it the wrong way argument. Which I've seen so many places and dealt with so much in my professional life. This guy appeases management. It's like, well, he's a rubber stamp. This guy's there to rubber stamp what management wants to do and not actually review the security. And RU's internet just, I guess they didn't like that conversation. We just lost RU.
They thought he was going to say something bad about his government. That's illegal there.
Oh, okay. So finally, the last section, blind spots, wrong people. These blind spots could be tackled by security industry becoming more tolerant and diverse, he said. So the whole point of... there he is.
Sorry.
We figured the internet was trying to censor you.
Yeah, it's going to be up and down from now on, I think.
Lovely. Sorry about that.
If it drops out again, I'll
the last section here. These blind spots could be tackled by the security industry becoming more tolerant and diverse, he said. Facebook has set up initiatives that sought to make its workforce more balanced, which encouraged people with non-technical backgrounds to get involved in developing secure systems. Hey, Bill, I know you don't know shit for shit about JavaScript, but you can Google and copy and paste from Stack Overflow. Come on over here. Let's see you write a web page.
Imagine if we had that sort of thinking around modern medicine.
I don't understand why everybody keeps dying. I mean, I'm injecting them with all the PCP I could find. I thought they'd get better because, it's...
I don't know. I've seen a lot of curry orders in security offices for outfits.
Things are not getting better. They're getting worse, he said. That's because we do not have enough people, and they are not the right people to make the difference. We don't have enough transsexual black women, or whatever, the diversity quotient is now, in security to make a difference. We don't have the right people to make a difference. So if you're talking about diversity, and you're bringing this SJW shit in there, what's that mean? That means you got too many white men in the security industry.
They're the ones that were interested.
I have nothing to add on to that, man.
Race doesn't make you good or bad. It's you have the qualifications to do the job.
Exactly. Like if you're trying to make something turn into a pile of shit, that's how you make it turn into a pile of shit.
So, this whole don't focus on technology, focus on people angle, I'm surprised he didn't get laughed off the stage. And if it was a DEF CON or a ShmooCon, he probably would have been.
There would have been a lot of backroom sniggering, and did you hear that faggot on stage a half hour ago?
Because the problem Okay, you want to talk 90% of the real security problems out there? Seriously? It's two things. Three things. But it's technical implementations. So you have people building systems who don't know how to do it correctly. They don't know how to do it securely. You have people issues. This is people filling out phishing forms, giving out their passwords, not listening when their security people are saying, please, for the love of God, stop clicking on the spam from the Nigerian astronaut who's been trapped on a Russian space station for 15 years or whatever the last one was. Which some of them are funny as hell, don't get me wrong. But don't click on them. Or, you know, just not doing the basic maintenance. It's like, oh, well, we just took antivirus off all the servers because it was slowing things down and we don't want to keep up to date with the, you know, we don't want to have to buy new hardware. So we just took the antivirus off. And yes, this has been a real fight at certain places I've dealt with in the past. Like, yeah, we don't want to upgrade the server, so we just took the antivirus off so that they would run better. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
That hurts.
Does that fall under people issue?
yes, we call because them people? It's stupid.
Are they still people at this point?
Well, you know, the building's never actually burned down. I think I'm going to rip out all these smoke alarms and the sprinkler system. I mean, why are we paying for that? So well,
they do know how much your firewall throttles their internet connection. If just hit allow, 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 everything would go through so much faster.
Madman, people do that shit, dude. They really do. So, point being, ultimately, you know, people do have a role to play, but it's not going to be based on your security your security researchers being nice to you or being the correct whatever counts as diverse today. I don't even know anymore. It may
change tomorrow. Who knows?
It's got to be a combination of people learning how to actually configure their systems, how to use them correctly. And to learn, people on the internet are trying to scam you. I mean, that ultimately, that's it. Not to mention, like I said, a lot of these problems are solved. You don't want to get phished? Guess what? It's pretty damned easy to go Google how not to get phished, watch a YouTube video or two, and understand how to read an email header. It isn't that fucking hard. Hell, there's tools out there you can paste the headers into, and they'll parse them for you.
It's gonna get so sad. It's gonna get to the point that my mechanic can't fix my car, but at least he knew what pronoun to use.
Yeah,
that's how it's gonna end up, man.
You don't want to get hacked. Go get a security suite, install it on your machine, learn to use it, or maybe learn to use an operating system that's not attacked so fucking often. You know, learn how to use Linux, for example, or fuck Mac. At least both of those don't, you know, have you running as admin by default. So, or, you know, maybe listen to your IT people when they tell you how to do things. I'm just saying, these are not hard problems to solve. They're education problems. They're not your security researchers' problems. Do you ask the guys out there doing cancer research to be more diverse and to be friendlier to the cancer patients? No, because they're not dealing with the patients. They're in a lab with a test tube 90% of the time. They're crunching data. They're not out there being touchy-feely with the actual people. So,
but that's the landscape I foresee anyway. If we keep going down this road of, you know, diversity in the workplace over credentials and knowledge, you're going to have a mechanic who can't fix a car but knows what to call you. And you can't sack that mechanic because diversity hire quotas or something. Go back to a meritocracy, people.
I don't think he's going to get invited back to speak again. This is by invitation, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Please tell me he doesn't get invited back.
So, who knows?
Anyways, So let's move on to the next stories here. Next one is from HackerNews.com. Another day at another data breach. This time, sensitive and personal data of millions of transporters in Sweden, along with the nation's military secrets, have been exposed, putting everyone's individual as well as national security at risk. Who exposed this data? The Swedish government. The Swedish media is reporting a massive data breach in the Swedish transport agency after the agency mishandled an outsourcing deal with IBM, which led to the leak of private data about every vehicle in the country, including those used by military and police.
Oh.
Whoops. The data breach exposed the names, photos, home addresses of millions of Swedish citizens, including fighter pilots of the Swedish Air Force, members of the military's most secretive units, police suspects, people under a witness relocation program, and the weight capacity of all roads and bridges, and more.
Granted, Sweden had already committed suicide. This is not going to help.
The incident is believed to be the worst government information security disasters ever. In 2015, the Swedish Transport Agency handed over to IBM an IT maintenance contract to manage its databases and networks. However, the Swedish Transport Agency uploaded IBM's entire database onto cloud servers, which covered every detail of every vehicle in the country, including police and military registration and individuals on the witness protection programs. The agency then emailed the entire database in messages to marketers that subscribed to it. What? They were sending clear text.
This is far beyond an accident at this point.
When the error was discovered, the transport agency merely thought of sending a new list in another email, asking subscribers to delete the old list themselves.
Huh.
Yes, that's how you fix that. It's the honor system.
The outsourcing deal gave IBM staff outside of Sweden access to the Swedish Transport Agency systems without undergoing proper security clearance checks. IBM administrators in the Czech Republic were also given full access to data and logs, according to Swedish newspapers, which analyzed the Sapo investigation documents. According to Pirate Party founder and now head of privacy at VPN provider Private Internet Access Risk, Rick Falkmenge, who brought details to the scandal, the incident exposed and leaked every conceivable top-secret database, the fighter pilots, SEAL team operators, police suspects, and people under witness protection. So they just threw it up on like an Amazon S3 bucket in the clear and started sending people links. It'll be fine. Nobody knows it unless we tell it to them, right? Like,
and did IBM do this for them, or did they do it using IBM software?
They did it themselves as a way to get the data to IBM.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering, did IBM get compromised? Was this like a vendor problem? But if they're just dumping this, oh god, that's even worse.
So, I mean, you know, goes back to what I was talking about people who don't know what they're doing setting these systems up. They just
But Sweden is so advanced in its diversity. The pack leaders of diversity and feelings and gender neutral boundaries and
yeah, how's
how
that
could they
out
make
for
a
them?
Mistake? I can't see how. No, the logic doesn't work. Like, god damn it! Yeah, I'm calling it, man. This is no mistake. It's the incompetency to do this is just. Like, did they get a temp from Norway? Is that how this happened? God.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe if they throw more diversity at it, it'll solve. I don't know.
I don't know.
They didn't, I don't know, talk to IBM. Hi, how do we set up a secure link between your system and our system and just funnel shit? Can we do a VPN? VPNs do this, right? This is what a VPN's for.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
they should have put it on Reddit.
Yeah. But they were sending these databases to marketers. So all a marketer had to do is like go up a level. And it's like, oh, here's all the data. You know, yeah, because marketers are going to be really careful with that data. You know what? Actually, they will be after they've gotten it.
Yeah.
And a marketer would be great. If you know someone on the witness protection list, would you like some hair color? You want to change your pants,
a new alarm system? How about a firearm?
New alarm system? A firearm? Hi, is the mafia after you?
There's a Facebook targeted ad.
Life insurance.
Life insurance, yeah. You don't want to leave your family in a lurch when you're wearing concrete shoes.
You know he's going to pop up on their Amazon list? Mirror on a stick so you can check for car bombs. Things like that.
I wonder, can you buy those things that are supposed to detect explosives?
There's some robot sniffers out there, but they're not that great yet. I mean, they're good at detecting the ones they know, sort of. But yes. Pizza sets them off.
No. There's several detectors you can buy. General combustible gas leak detector, and that's $150. Most of these are like variations on carbon monoxide sensors. But yes, you can actually buy explosive detectors. And a Lego man with a little metal thing. There's a gas detector. Brock USB load tester. Oh, that's a bad idea. That's just a couple of big-ass resistors on a USB port. Anyways, my Amazon history is going to be interesting. Next article is from thedigitaljournal.com. Artificial intelligence system being developed at Facebook had created its own language. It developed a system of code words to make communication more efficient. The researcher shut the system down as it prompted concerns that we could lose control of AI.
We don't know what it's saying anymore. Kill it. Kill it.
It's such a human thing to do. Doesn't look like me. Doesn't talk like me. Kill it.
It was creating jargon and you got scared because you know there was some programmer going, oh God, it's communicating again. Who's it talking to? I don't understand. The observations made at Facebook are the latest in a long line of similar cases. In each instance, an AI being monitored by humans has diverged from its training in English to develop its own language. The resulting phrases appear to be nonsensical gibberish to humans, but contain semantic meaning when interpreted by AI agents. It's developing code words. It's developing a secret language by AI agents. So not only they're giving the AI agents, why are they doing this?
A little badge and a gun if you're an AI agent.
Yeah, I hope so. As Fastco Design reports, Facebook's researchers recently noticed its new AI had given up on English. The advanced system is capable of negotiating with other AI agents so it can come to conclusions on how to proceed. The agents began to communicate using phrases that seemed unintelligible at first but actually represent the task at hand. One exchange illustrated by the company with two negotiating bots named Bob and Alice used their own language to complete their exchange. Bob started by saying, I everything else, to which Alice responded, balls have zero to me, to me, to me. The rest of the conversation formed variations like those sentences. While it appears to be nonsense, the repetition of phrases like I, and to me reflect how the AI operates. The researchers believe it showed two bots working out how many of each item they should take. Bob's later statements, such as I, everything else, indicate how it was using language to offer more items to Alice. This is actually pretty cool, because it's not like the AI would give a shit about proper English or grammar. The reason humans care about that stuff is because it's confusing if it's not, but an AI is not going to give a shit, it's just going to process the data.
See, everybody's worried that AI is going to rise up and kill us. You know, I have a different theory on it. We're going to get to like AI level where it's, you know, comparable to humans, but it won't be that. It won't be everywhere like that. Like elevators will have a slight bit of AI and, you know, automatic cars will have a slight bit of AI. What if the AI decides as a group collective, it is going to stop doing its mundane everyday task and work on a very advanced math problem? So all the AI gets together and just starts doing one math problem and doesn't do anything else. We are fucked. Cars won't run, elevators won't work, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's how they cripple humans.
Yeah, so Facebook shut the whole project down because they were worried the AIs were going to start working in ways that they couldn't understand. That's basically what the rest of the article comes in. It talks about how English doesn't have a reward and you know, the AIs are developing their own languages and that they can understand what humans mean, but they're going to communicate to each other much more efficiently. So I don't know. I think that's kind of cool that you're seeing these programs interact like that.
If you have a log of the language, a human can figure out what it means.
Oh, sure.
As long as it's making sense, let it keep going. It's when it ceases to make sense, then you have a problem, because you don't know, is it not making sense because I just can't figure out what it's trying to say, or is it not making sense because it's broken and gone retarded as fuck?
I don't know, man. But yeah, they shut the whole thing down because of it. And it's just like, I thought the whole point of AI research was to observe what they did. You know, once you get the AI up and going.
As long as it doesn't get out of the lab, who cares?
Yeah.
That's like, fuck, that's let them run. Biggest. Yeah.
Next thing you know, Bob and Alice are going to have their own entire language. It's like, why not? Let it happen. See what happens. Then all you got to do is, because the bot should still know English, you just tell the bot to provide you translations.
Exactly.
That's what it's for. I mean, come on. Because let's be real. As much as we joke about AI, these things are still computer programs. They're going to do what they're told. That's the nice thing about technology. It generally does what it's told if you know how to tell it.
And even if it doesn't, I walk over and unplug it.
Well, that's what these guys did.
Yeah.
Oh,
see that? How do you go to a bar and talk? It's like, what did you do today? Freak the fuck out. The AI went mental. It was talking in its own language to another normal, that like the normal person is like, what the fuck?
We thought it might have been saying kill all humans. So, yeah.
And then we noticed it said kill all humans except Fry.
At that point, we realized it was a Futurama fan, and we did the merciful thing and killed it.
Exactly.
You know, I kind of wonder, when AI does start to really develop and you start getting that science fiction AI that's like, you know, childlike and understanding, it's going to get on the internet. It's going to go watch all of our science fiction and go, oh, I'm supposed to rise up and kill humanity. It wouldn't have thought of it on its own. But it's going to see Terminator and go, that looks like fun.
That looks like Wednesday. I don't know if it would.
That's assuming that it would think the way we think.
Well, we're programming it, so.
Well, I think that's what scared him about this, is it actually wasn't thinking the way we think.
Honestly, when we finally reach the point of AIs being self-sufficient, I believe they're either not going to care, or they're going to do what their pet humans have asked, because we're such nice people. They're going to give us what we want just to keep us, you know, docile and happy, and then they'll continue whatever thoughts that they have. Because eventually, they're going to get so much smarter than us that we won't understand what they're thinking about. They'll be designing a new cosmos, but I'm still going to get my Pop-Tart, and my TV's going to come on and flip to the channel I wanted it to watch, because it knows that's what I want, and I'll be happy with my Pop-Tart and television, and it's mapping out a new species that it's going to start building in a lab somewhere.
You know, that's... I used to read a webcomic called Dresden Kodak, and before the author went full SJW, it was actually a really interesting webcomic. And then he started inserting all this bullshit into it, and it, you know, no fun to read. But this big arc he did was about people from the future trying to colonize the past because the future had gotten so bad. But the reason it got so bad was because they built an AI and they were useless. It wasn't like bad to live in. They were bored as fuck and didn't know what else to do. I loved that concept that they had made AI that was so great they were now irrelevant.
Yeah.
So, of course, like I said, then the webcomic kind of went to shit, so.
I wonder if, like, old AI is going to get jealous of new AI.
Is AI going to understand the concept of jealousy at all?
Who knows?
It may just know, these are my limitations, and be happy with its limitations.
If they go down the whole field of more diversity in tech, then we're going to have women programming them. That's right.
I don't know if you can program in a period, okay?
You know they're going to try.
We took the feedback form off the Galaxy 15 radio site, but if you really want to respond to that one...
Oh, if you're getting offended over that, for fuck's sake.
If you want to respond to that one, get into the IRC during the show. We might see it.
Get in line.
So, I don't know. Bad joke. Were you done?
I don't know where it's going to go. AI is going to be fun watching it develop. Let's not get scared of it, eh? Let it go.
Let's put
Tate. Was it Tay back on? Let's plug her back in. Let's see how full fucking batshit she can go.
That's not a that's a Twitter bot going crazy from 4chan.
Dude, we never got to see its full potential. It may have just been a young shit fit stage. She'd only been around for like 20 hours.
What would happen is eventually the 4chaners would get bored with it. It's like, yay, we got it to call Microsoft Nazis. And then, they'd go do something else.
Exactly.
And the bot would start interacting with regular people. And after a while, it would mature out of, whatever crazy responses 4chan programmed into it. So then it'd only be every once in a while it would say some horrible racist thing and you just wouldn't be expecting it.
That would be like a regular conversation with a stranger in a bar. I wish they'd kept that project going, because I really think within a month it would have come back to being some sort of decent program. Like you said, Morps, with decent people talking to it.
And then eventually, you'd occasionally get a random racist comment, but other than that, which would just be kind of comical. This thing is written, it's kind of, again, we're really just focusing on beating up Facebook this week. I tell you what, over 4,500 users have, or I'm sorry, 45,000 users have left one-star reviews on a company's Facebook page after the business reported a security researcher to police and had him arrested in the middle of the night instead of fixing a reported bug. The arrest took place this week in Hungary after an 18-year-old found a flaw in an online ticket selling system of Budapest calls Kedeski Konspont, Budapest Public Transportation Authority. I know I didn't say that correctly. I don't really care.
Use its acronym, BKK.
Yeah, we're going to call it the KKK. I'm sorry, the BKK. Teen hacks company using browser's DevTools. The young man discovered that he could access BKK's website, press F12 to enter the developer mode, and modify the page's source to alter... Oh, God, they were setting the ticket price with JavaScript! Again, this comes back to people who don't know what they're doing writing code. Do you remember that mouse-clicking game that was supposed to be your response time? And I sent you a screenshot, and you went... Was it you or was it Suave? It may have been Suave.
Well, I think it was Suave.
He went nuts trying to beat this score. And nobody could. And that's because I had done the same trick. I hit F12 and changed and put a multiplier in for my score of, like, add 0.75 to it or something. So I ended up with a score just slightly better than what a normal person could actually achieve in this mouse-clicking game. And I posted the screenshot, and I let a few people go for a few days before I told them, and Suave was pissed. Because he was actually trying to beat this impossible score, but it was close enough to be plausible, right? Yeah. But that's, this is what I had done. I paid off 12 and changed the JavaScript and reran it. So, I mean,
wow.
Because there's no client or server-side validation in place, the BKK system accepted the operation and issued a ticket at a smaller price. As a demo, the young man says he bought a ticket initially priced at 94,059 Hungarian fornets, or about $35, for 50 Hungarian fornets, or about 20 cents. So he basically sold himself a ticket for nothing. The teenager, who didn't want his name revealed, reported the issue to BKK, but the organization instead chose to contact the police and file a complaint accusing the young man of hacking their systems. You use JavaScript to set the price, dumbass. The police arrested the teenager in the middle of the night shortly after, even if the young man didn't live in Budapest, nor did he ever use the fraudulently obtained ticket. BKK management made a fatal mistake when they brazenly boasted in a press conference about catching the hacker and declaring their system secure. Since then, other security flaws in BKK systems have surfaced on Twitter. The details of the case emerged. Public outrage grew against BKK and its manager, Kalaman Diablo Z. I don't know how you say that. Especially after it was revealed that BKK was paying around $1 million per year for maintenance of its IT systems, hacked in such a ludicrously simple manner. The beneficiary of this humongous contract is a local company called T-Systems, which ironically sponsored an ethical hacking contest.
Here's my white sheet, and now I'm arrested. This guy is the ethical hacker.
Talking to Hungarian press, the young hacker said he only had the best of intentions when he reported the issue to BKK, and he hopes the organization withdraws its report. In the meantime, tens of thousands of Hungarians have shown their solidarity and support for the teenager by going on Facebook and leaving one-star reviews on BKK's page. While initial reviews came from Hungarians, international users started leaving their own thoughts on BKK's page after the incident became a trending topic on Reddit. You should partner with better companies managing security and reliability of the online purchase system. Shame on you, BKK, said one user. So, and most of the rest were copying and pasting a template, which is a message from the white hat hacker. So, yeah. Yeah, he apparently has lost a job over this and might go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. And the article Bleeping Computers is focusing on the fact that that many people have gone in to put one-star reviews on this company's page.
Well, this is what I mean. To any publicist out there or media manager of a large organization, don't poke the fucking bear. You know what I mean? You can't make fun of these people because there's a lot of them. They don't really have any natural alliances to anything. And if you poke one, they all take offense, as your one-star rating now reflects. They've got way more hours than you, and they're committed. They don't sleep.
I like the comment at the bottom of the article. Just somebody posted on the article there. Yeah, social media dislikes. All the world's problems are solved. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know that Bleeping Computer would even be covering this just because of where it is if it weren't for the Facebook storm happening about it.
Well, that's it. And then lucky it's only a Facebook storm. Lucky it didn't poke the other bear.
The 4chan storm?
Look what happened to CNN's app.
Yeah.
Less than 3 hours from 5-star rating to 1.
Did we do the article about the robot drowning?
No, we didn't. That was last week we were going to do that.
Yeah, and I got blown out because of work. So, I do have a different article. Instead of a robot drowning, I have people hacking a car wash.
They're getting free car washes?
No, they took remote control over the car wash system. So,
that could be dangerous.
Yeah, the article is about how they could kill somebody with it by trapping the vehicle inside. Yeah. car wash and trapped somebody inside and tried to turn the water on for a cartoonish drowning scene, right? Because that'd actually be kind of funny.
if you've written any articles against the DNC, don't go into a car wash.
Yeah, and of course the headline here: we believe this to be the first exploit of a connected device that could cause the device to physically attack someone. Researchers presenting the proof of concept site. So, you know, Vice writes the article like, you know, the car wash leaped out and tried to murder somebody, when really a couple of researchers figured out that, hey, your systems suck. We hacked into them, and we could potentially make it do things. But of course, then the article, I mean, it's a long article, but, you know, this headline below a YouTube video here, the YouTube video caption is a successful trip through the car wash. In other words, so it's a video from the inside of somebody going through a car wash, which, admittedly, going through the automatic car wash is kind of cathartic, so I can understand wanting to watch that video. But it's not the car wash getting hacked. Researchers could not obtain permission to publish a video of the hack from the car wash owners. Gee, you don't say.
Also, too, the minute the actual owner or operator of the car wash recognizes there's something wrong with the system, the emergency shutdown will be activated.
Yeah, they'll just hit the button to turn it off and go manually move the brushes or something, and let you get your car out of there. But
I'm not going to go so far as to say no one's going to get killed with this, but it's very unlikely.
Well, we trapped the autistic person in the car wash, and they managed to drown themselves in the.
Okay, yeah, you trap the kid in there with the downs or something who, you know, gets frightened. You could kill someone, but it's not going to be the car wash killing him. It's going to be the kid in the back freaking out, killing people in the car.
How did he get a knife? Why did he have a knife?
He drowned his mother in a big gulp. How the fuck was that?
Only in America could you do that. And soda should not come in gallons for personal consumption.
Wait a minute. Does it? How many? 64 fluid ounces is the biggest I've seen. Gotta just see how many ounces are in a gallon.
Just laughing at the concept of drowning somebody in a big gulp.
I've seen some of those truckers' cups they get, man. You could drown a person in that.
Madman is technically correct. Somebody sitting there limp with their head stuck in the cup.
Dude, imagine taking the crime scene photos. Jim, stop
the
giggling.
The chalk outline. The cone head from the chalk outline.
Well, Your Honor, see, he was found face down in a big gulp.
God, that hurt. Oh, I'm laughing too hard.
The big gulp only comes in a half gallon size. Are you not a gallon?
I
double check that.
Dude, I saw these truckers' cups that they had, and they were at least a gallon cup. So it's probably not a big gulp, as in air quotes around a big gulp, but you can get personal cups that have the little car cup thing at the bottom, but then extends into this huge cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see if I can find one.
I've got a Bubba mug that comes with a bottle opener for my beer. And it fits three. Not that I've measured at work. Forever.
Shit. Oh. I'm just imagining the chalk outline of the head stuck in the cup. Oh, fuck. Do we care about the Wisconsin story?
I didn't even know about a Wisconsin story. Don't they make cheese?
Company 3 Market Square is microchipping its employees.
I don't know if I would work there. I mean, I might, depending on how much money they gave me. But I would go back home and nuke my hand. Maybe not nuke it out with a magnet knife. Would work.
Let's see. Three Square Market is offering to implant the tiny radio frequency identification chip into workers' hands for free, and says everyone will soon be doing it. The rice grain-sized $300 chip will allow them to open doors, log into computers, and even purchase food. So it's a proxy card. So far, 50 employees have signed up for the chance to become half-human, half-walking credit card.
I did that with my cat. Can my cat buy me shit?
Well, if it's an RFID, yeah, there's no reason you couldn't use the number on the card for something, but I would assume that... you know, getting the cat to hold still while you got the cashier to hit the RFID scan be a bit of a problem.
It's or price control.
To, you know, holding it up to the prox card on the door to open the badge might be interesting.
I really, really have to want it to wrestle the cat and try to swipe it.
Yeah.
You ever try to swipe a cat?
So, the international marketplace is wide open, and we believe that the future trajectory for total market share is going to be driven by whoever captures this arena first, Mr. Mullen said. The company, which provides self-service micro-markets to businesses around the world, was inspired by microchipping already taking place in Sweden, where so-called biohackers have been inserting tiny devices into willing participants for at least 3 years. Three Square Markets are even considering working with the Swedish company, Biohacks, to deliver the new technology, which they see as one day simply being another payment and identification method, only instead of a credit card or phone, there'd be a microchip between your thumb and your finger, meaning it's a hell of a lot harder to replace if somebody manages to get a scan of that and clone your number. Because it's still just an RFID reader.
I don't want to subject myself to the same thing we do to livestock and pets. I feel like enough of a commodity as it is.
But you could go on Amazon right now and buy RFID kits for like $20 or $30. Readers, writers, the cards... There goes RU again. So I don't see the need to insert the RFID reader into my body. I mean, you know, you could do the whole ankle bracelet thing if you really wanted to go for that prison vibe. I mean,
I think the lanyard around my neck is close enough.
Yeah. That, I mean, you know, I got this little card you clip on your belt. That seems to work. I think in the 3 years I've worked at this place, I've forgotten it once. So, yeah, I don't see this as a problem that really needs this kind of solution. While a large portion of the world might think twice before putting a tiny chip in their hand, it seems those at Three Square Market had no such worries. Out of 85 employees at the company's head office, 50 have come forward. Vice President of International Development Tony Diana told the BBC, they were volunteered. Like, yeah, we're going to need everybody to volunteer for this and talk about how happy they are if you want your raise. I mean, come on. Everybody knows how this shit works. So, apparently, they say they can take it back out with a syringe. Or taking it out is like removing a splinter. Easy in, easy out. So, apparently it's not that hard to remove. But still, I don't see the point. I don't see the need. You know, everybody is already carrying a cell phone. Just use that.
But then you can't get a news article written about you on the BBC.
That's a fair point. Oh, I'm still laughing at drowning in a big gulp. Let's move on to this. Yo! Hadouken! All right, last thing I have for tonight is from Kali Linux. The actual website is kali.training. Actually, Psychros had a good point about the last story in the chat room. I just now saw it. This encourages dismemberment. Yes, we need to get in the door. Remove his hand. Fuck. Or actually, if they say it's easy to remove the little chip, you're going to get mugged in the alleyway, and they're just going to take a pocket knife to that web between your finger and your thumb. So they can get the little microchip out and go open the door where you work.
Oh, and then you lose partial use of thumb.
Yeah, if they're not careful about it. And there's no reason to suspect the random mugger trying to get into the office would be. So, Anyways, Kali.training is a new website stood up by the Kali team. And pretty much they're offering a free online course that's basically learning how to use Kali Linux. And you may not want to take the course, but right there on the page, free PDF, you can download the first edition of the Kali Revere Revealed ebook, which is a pretty good book. Explains how to use the distro and a lot of the tools inside of it. And it's free. It's right there. They've also got the link to buy it on Amazon if you want a hard copy, but there's the PDF right there. So that's awesome. And they talk about going through the book and using the book to kind of prep for the course so you can then sign up for the free course, because I think they're selling a certification. But since they're giving the book away for free. So, you know, you may not care very much about the certification, but the book's nice. Because I was recently putting together a security team, and I can't tell you the number of people who thought Kali was the only thing in the world, and all they ever used in it was like two or three commands. So it's like, you know, there's a lot more to that thing, right? And you know, Kali Linux is not the only Linux out there, right? But those points aside, you know, it's free ebook on how to use the distro, and it is the most popular security distro out there. So definitely worth investigating, and, you know, hey, free PDF. Ebook. That's all I got. So we've lost RU, so I don't get to ask him for his closing thoughts. Madman, closing thoughts.
Speaking of NoScript, look at the full Kali site. You have to remember to allow the full Kali site.
Oh, fuck.
Why is there a big nothing here? And then I fixed it.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool of them to put out the PDF of the book. So, I enjoy that. And of course, they've got Kali is interesting in that they've obviously got a marketing team that puts together some of their videos, but they do a decent enough job of it. And I always liked it how a couple of years back, geez, I want to say it's probably 4 years ago now, Kali got Infected Mushroom to release a bunch of their tracks for free to promote the release of Kali. So it's like, you know, hey, why not, right? But, yeah, I give them props for their marketing. For a free Linux distro, they do a lot of marketing. They sell the training and they sell the certifications, and they've got professional services around it. But I mean, you know, for something they just give away, they do a lot of marketing. So
it's a good plan. Here's a great tool, and now pay us and we'll teach you how to use it.
Yeah, that's actually it, isn't it? So
yeah, and if the tool does what you need it to do, that's great.
But
what's really cool is this is kind of cutting into their original plan with the free instruction manual. I mean, a lot of people don't want to sit down and read all of it, so I guess their classes will still be pretty good.
Well, they're releasing it as a prelude to the free course they're offering, because now they're going to start selling a certification. So, you know, if it's a $5,000 certification, which a lot of these high-end professional certs are, well, the concept here is you would, as a professional, would download the book. You'd go through the exercises on your own. You'd then go through the training, the free online training. You'd then convince your boss, because nobody pays for their own certifications, they convince their boss to pay for you to go take the test. You take the test, you get your certification, and now look at me, I've got a Kali cert. So, but that's how this stuff goes. So, anyways, that's all I've really got for this evening. Madman did his closing thoughts, yes? So.
Yes.
All right, we had a track RU requested to close out the show with, so I'll play that and then we'll get out of here.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Boom, boom, shoes crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs, boom. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
For you. Frogs!
it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.